Audio boom, take two. Greetings, social media wombles. This is the second time I'm recording this. So, different context. I'm now after the event I was coming to.
Yeah, there's all that summer stuff.
I was recording a on my way to audio boom and commenting about the A to B nature of travelling places, and that I spend a lot of my time recording any little bits of clips like I'm doing now to sort of chat, whether it's as my audio blog or whether it's just kind of a personal note to self, ambient headspace expression, which yes, if you're listening, you get subjected to, so sorry about that, but thank you very much for listening. But I hadn't done many recently because I had been using the sat nav when I come out of train stations for like a 10 minute walk, 20 minute walk to the venue, and I kind of thought, oh, I know where this venue is, I should use the time usefully and record a little clip like this. So I did. I ended up walking towards the venue but went too far, which meant I got kind of caught up in a load of traffic crossover dual carriageway nonsense, where I was of course on the wrong side of the dual carriageway. And then when I did finally decide to stop, I only recorded a 5 minute piece. It turned out that the sat nav had interrupted my recording and only recorded like 30 seconds. So I was like, yes, I'm came over to Leicester today, to the Creative Europe seminar session about how to apply for funding for cooperative networks, for Creative Europe money pots, I guess. And also I'm keen to find out exactly what's happening about Brexit, which was a little bit of the elephant in the room, because we're coming up to a general election and the team for Creative Europe also work for the British Council. They aren't allowed to have a personal opinion about political aspects that might affect people's vote. So bless their hearts, they really couldn't say what they thought, which is fine, because actually that was quite good, because I wanted to know what the facts were, and it seems like the facts are there should be no discrimination for UK applications for Creative Europe whilst we are still before 2018. Any negotiations that are being done are about post that. That's been a informative day. Also really brought my attention to Audiences Europe and how we bring together the network of networks, because with Audiences Europe, a lot of the key partners have now themselves become part of projects which are Creative Europe funded, but as a result, the Nexus network, which really sews the network of networks together, isn't really funded, and is following a different model now than it used to when it was first conceived. So it's actually evolved in itself, which I'm trying to get my head around so that I can find ways of taking Audiences Europe and the network that is Audiences Europe, which is probably round about just under 1,000 members across various platforms, and I would love to be able to help those people talk to each other better, exchange best practice, find new partners, and just have a sense of professional support. So I'm going to head back now to home to prepare for the weekend, which is going to be the Equities Annual Representatives Conference, So we go from one side of the curtain, which is here with arts administration, and me trying to understand how the people who sit in the audience of arts and culture venues can best be facilitated with social technologies, to going to the other side of the curtain, where I'm in a more technical capacity as my role as a creator and media maker, and look at how the industrial part of the workforce of the entertainment industry is wanting to drive forward policy, because it will set the tone for the next year of exactly what equity is going to look at. And I'm really keen to look at digital education amongst the members of equity, and how we can get Facebook, Twitter, networks, any of these video platforms that have real potential, actually within the comfort zone of the people who are going to use them. Because it doesn't matter how brilliant they are, if the people who they're intended for don't feel comfortable using them, then they won't get used. And the other thing I'm really interested in is looking at ways of supporting YouTube creators. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in another time. But if you are listening to this and you know any YouTube creators, and the fact that I am looking to support them, you might know what's going on in the YouTube community at the moment, and you're in the UK, do get in touch with me. Because what is going on at the moment in the YouTube community, and the exploitation of marketing agencies which are fronted as talent agencies, is not good. And I want to have a conversation about that and see if my experiences are reflected with some of the more high profile YouTube creators. So if that makes any sense to you, get in touch with me. I'm Karen at PCM Creative on Twitter. I am Karen Lyon on YouTube, and PCM Creative on YouTube, you will find me. I am a consumer of YouTube rather than a prolific maker. So I have YouTube as my main consumption of media platform, and there is really interesting set of people making and creating and dialoguing and talking all the time, and I want to make sure that is supported, and supported industrially. And yes, I'm going to stop now because I am approaching the train station, and I will continue my ramblings at a later date.